Espresso English Podcast, Episode 32, Pronunciation Practice with Reductions. Hi, and welcome to the Espresso English Podcast, where you can improve your English in just a few minutes a day. My name is Shayna, and I'm the teacher at Espresso English. Make sure to visit the website, espressoenglish.net, where you can get online courses and ebooks that will help you learn English even faster. Let's get started with today's lesson. Many English learners pronounce each word clearly to get the pronunciation perfect, but native English speakers don't do this. Natural spoken English contains reductions, sounds that change and disappear when spoken at normal speed. This sometimes makes spoken English hard for students to understand. Doing English pronunciation practice with reductions will help you speak more naturally and understand spoken English more easily. So let's look at some examples. First, let's consider the word two. Most native English speakers don't pronounce two like the number two. Instead, we say ta or even a. For example, the words going to, we pronounce gonna. Repeat it after me. Gonna. Here are some example sentences. I'm gonna graduate from college in 2 more years. The first words of that sentence are, I'm going to graduate, but we say it like this, I'm gonna graduate. She's not gonna like that movie, it's really violent. We're gonna have a surprise party for John on April 8th. Another example is the way the words want to are often spoken like wanna. Repeat after me, wanna. For example, I want to go out tonight. Hurry up, we don't want to miss our flight. He doesn't want to travel. And the words wants to often sound like wants to. For example, he wants to stay home. She wants to start piano lessons. Next, let's look at the word is such a simple word. What could be difficult about pronouncing Well, in spoken English, native speakers often attach the word to the end of the previous word. For example, I read a good book. The words read and sound like one word. Read a. I read a good book. Here are some more examples. She has a car. Has a. She has a car. We made a mess. Made a. We made a mess. They have a dog. Have a. They have a dog. I bought a new computer. Bought a. I bought a new computer. I wrote a letter. Wrote a. I wrote a letter. Practicing attaching the word to the previous word will help your spoken English flow better and sound faster and more natural. The next word that often sounds different when pronounced by native speakers is you. In informal spoken English, we often pronounce you as ya. For example, are you hungry? Instead of saying, are you hungry, we say it like this. Are you hungry? Do you like Japanese food? Notice that the words do you like sound like do you like. Do you like Japanese food? Have you ever been to Paris? Again, that's have you ever been. Have you ever been to Paris? What were you thinking about? And finally, we have the word and. The word and often gets shortened to n in fast spoken English. For example, I ate rice and beans. The last three words of that sentence are rice and beans, but the word and sounds like n, rice and beans. Here are some more examples. She likes baseball and soccer. Baseball and soccer. I went to the bank in the supermarket.
The bank in the supermarket.
He wants to get a dog and a cat.
A dog and a cat.
Here's more practice with the word and being shortened to n. Listen and repeat each phrase. Apples and bananas. Blue and yellow. Chemistry and biology. Friends and family. Singing and dancing. The examples in this lesson are just a few of the ways that the pronunciation changes in fast-spoken English. If you want complete training in English pronunciation, check out the American English Pronunciation course at espressoenglish.net. It has 30 lessons that cover all the sounds of American English, including these pronunciation changes. There are also lessons on linking your words together and speaking with the correct intonation. And at the end of the course, you can send me a speaking sample, and I'll send you my feedback on your pronunciation, including specific tips to improve it. Visit espressoenglish.net, click on Courses, and look for the American English Pronunciation course. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next lesson. If you want more great English lessons, visit espressoenglish.net, where you can sign up by email to receive a free ebook with 500 plus real English phrases. You'll also find online courses to help you improve your English fast, even if you don't have much time to study. Keep practicing your English, and I hope you have a wonderful day.